Hello, this is Saran Yetbarek, founder and CEO of Code Newbie and host of the Command Line Heroes podcast. I remember when they first tweeted about the new edition of this book. It was big news. I watched as the coding community responded with excitement. My feed buzzed with anticipation. After 20 years, The Pragmatic Programmer is just as relevant today as it was back then. It says a lot that a book with such history had such a reaction. I had the privilege of reading an unreleased copy to write this forward, and I understood why. While it's a technical book, calling it that does it a disservice. Technical books often intimidate. They're stuffed with big words, obscure terms, convoluted examples that, unintentionally, make you feel stupid. The more experienced the author, the easier it is to forget what it's like to learn new concepts, to be a beginner. Despite having decades of programming experience, Dave and Andy have conquered the difficult challenge of writing with excitement of people who've just learned these lessons. They don't talk down to you. They don't assume you're an expert. They don't even assume you've read the first edition. They take you as you are, programmers who just want to be better. They spend the pages of this book helping you get there, one actionable step at a time. To be fair, they'd already done this before. The original release was full of tangible examples, new ideas, practical tips to build your coding muscles and develop your coding brain that still apply today. But this updated edition makes two improvements on the book. The first is the obvious one. It removes some of the older references, the out-of-date examples, and replaces them with fresh, modern content. You won't find examples of loop invariants or build machines. Dave and Andy have taken their powerful content and made sure the lessons still come through, free of the distractions of old examples. It dusts off old ideas like dry, don't repeat yourself, and gives them a fresh coat of paint, really making them shine. But the second is what makes this release truly exciting. After writing the first edition, they had the chance to reflect on what they were trying to say, what they wanted their readers to take away, and how it was being received. They got feedback on those lessons. They saw what stuck, what needed refining, what was misunderstood. In the 20 years that this book has made its way through the hands and hearts of programmers all over the world, Dave and Andy have studied this response and formulated new ideas, new concepts. They've learned the importance of agency and recognized that developers have arguably more agency than most other professionals. They start this book with a simple but profound message: it's your life. It reminds us of our own power in our code base, in our jobs, in our careers. It sets the tone for everything else in the book, that it's more than just another technical book filled with code examples. What makes it truly stand out among the shelves of technical books is that it understands what it means to be a programmer. Programming is about trying to make the future less painful. It's about making things easier for our teammates. It's about getting things wrong and being able to bounce back. It's about forming good habits. It's about understanding your tool set. Coding is just part of the world of being a programmer, and this book explores that world. I spent a lot of time thinking about the coding journey. I didn't grow up coding. I didn't study it in college. I didn't spend my teenage years tinkering with technology. I entered the coding world in my mid-20s and had to learn what it meant to be a programmer. This community is very different from others I've been a part of. There's a unique dedication to learning and practicality that is both refreshing and intimidating. For me, it really does feel like entering a new world, a new town at least. I had to get to know the neighbors, pick my grocery store, find the best coffee shops in town. It took a while to get the lay of the land, to find the most efficient routes, to avoid the streets with the heaviest traffic, to know when traffic was likely to hit. The weather is different. I needed a new wardrobe. The first few weeks, even months, in a new town can be scary. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a friendly, knowledgeable neighbor who'd been living there a while, who can give you a tour, show you those coffee shops, someone who'd been there long enough to know the culture, understand the pulse of the town, so you not only feel at home, but become a contributing member as well? Dave and Andy are those neighbors. As a relative newcomer, it's easy to be overwhelmed, not by the act of programming, but the process of becoming a programmer. There's an entire mindset shift that needs to happen, a a change in habits, behaviors, and expectations. The process of becoming a better programmer doesn't just happen because you know how to code. It must be met with intention and deliberate practice. This book is a guide to becoming a better programmer efficiently. But make no mistake, it doesn't tell you how programming should be. It's not philosophical or judgmental in that way. It tells you, plain and simple, what a pragmatic programmer is, how they operate, and how they approach code. They leave it up to you to decide if you want to be one. If you feel it's not for you, they won't hold it against you. But if you decide it is, they're your friendly neighbors, there to show you the way.